PA, mobile, listing.
Anywhere around the point.
CES, good morning.
Road somewhere. Point somewhere, Cat. Well, that name is Al.
Yeah. Unfortunately, headed to work this morning.
Yeah. I got my rights to work taken away from me by my family, so I'd be careful about that and complain about that if I were you. I've got to fight a court battle to get back to work and to save my life and my medical benefits. So I'd be careful about, we're not going to have, if we get the wrong president, we're not going to have the freedoms we now have.
I mean, about that, it's not the working so much as the getting up early in the morning. Drives me crazy. I've never been a morning person.
Yeah, because let me tell you something. I used to run the machine shop. I used to work till 7 or 8, 9, 10 at night. Go home and still work so bad. Have a few drinks and a slice of pizza. Go to bed. My mom worked at Stop Shop, so I go out to a freezing car up in Danbury, Connecticut, down to Danbury. Be in the shop at 4 to 8 every morning. Up at 5, rolling 12. And boy, you do that 7 days a week, and then I worked on a race car for a while. Man, I'll never work on another race car again. I was a part of a race team for a while. Man, I'll never do that again.
Candle at both ends, man. It starts wearing you out after a while. What kind of race car did you do? You do dirt track, or was it? What was it?
A Troyer car. You ever seen a Troyer car? It's like a Tour Modified. You ever seen a Tour Modified?
I'm not real sure off the top of my head.
Here, Kathy, you know, they used to use in the Tour Modified series that, it was an SK car for, Waterford Speedball, Stafford Speedway. That's the car it was. It was the chassis was designed for about 800 horsepower. We were only permitted to use a Tour. I was making about 520, but that's a hard track. It's a 1/3 mile track, and that's a hard track to race on.
That's a short track. That's not far from dirt track racing, but you don't get to slide everywhere.
The outside of the track is a bank you had, and if you slid, you're in a wall. My jar was an idiot. He couldn't drive. And one time, first 3 weeks of racing, you're finished in the top 10. I thought it quickly. This is a year rookie. Learn to drive, stay in the top 10. If you bring home, I don't care if you bring home $100 speed, just don't wreck the car. Well, this idiot would go out there. We had a corporation just for the race car. I had $7,000 to build 3 engines, and that's not much. That's $10,000 I had. And a budget to build 3 complete racing engines, and all the machine work included. And that's tight.
You're at this
car, we raced for 22 weeks of racing. We spent $54,000 in wrecks.
Golly. Man, I can't imagine.
It cost so much money those 2 years of racing, I was like, you guys.
I was considering how much you got to stay on them and keep them tuned and everything else. And, man, I can only imagine.
Well, remember, when you go into track, you sign a release form. You pay to go into track to be in a bid. So it costs each one of them $25 a night to go in and race, plus duration fuel, and you had to sign a release form. If you got hurt, it's your tough luck.
But yeah, I guess I can see that.
You got nitrogen for the tires. You got oxyacetylene if you wreck the car. We had a race car hard, you know, for all the tools and everything like that, because at least with a flatbed, you can with a race car hard, you can winch it on if you wrecked it. I wasn't there tonight, it happened, but I was later when I got aggravated with the driver, I quit in the middle of it, so I just couldn't take it no more. And but 1 week he wrecked the car. It took two wreckers to get it on the flatbed.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I'm tired because I was working full time at a machine shop, plus racing and stuff with old guys working on cars at night. And I fell asleep one time with a torch on my hand. I almost caught myself. One morning I caught myself on fire. Luckily, I didn't get burnt real bad. And that's why I decided, Al, you had enough. You had to quit. I just couldn't work. You know, I couldn't work 7 days a week.
Bad situation. And, yeah, working 7 days, man, it'll wear on you after a while, and you just can't do it so much.
30s then, 30s, about 40s. My legs are already shot from standing on the back floor all the time. So I had venous stasis. I had heart issues, and I still do, and asthma and stuff. I was like, you know, you got to slow down.
XZ Mobile.
Hey, it's time in racing. It's crazy.
No.
Chew in the engine building.
I got into it 10, 15, 20 years before. Someone asked me to work on a race car. I worked on 2-3 of them, and I decided to work. I liked it. I always liked race engines because it's kind of crazy, you know. But I never realized until I was on a pit crew what it really involved.
Well, he used to race up in Gaffney all the time on the dirt track.
Man, you know, the fun thing with dirt is, actually, you need more horsepower on dirt than you do on asphalt, believe it or not.
Well, once you get up in the faster cars, they basically go around the track on three wheels, and that's just crazy to watch. I ain't done it in years, but it was always fun when I did go.
Jack is running a sprint car. He's running a sprint. It's a 358 or 356 cube against sprint car, and those things are crazy. Alcohol in it.
Take my uncle. If I remember off the top of my head, he used to race like little baby bombers, which is just junk cars with the cage in it, and they just race them around the track.
Well, tough to race because they don't handle real well. There's a guy who was running a class at Waterford on that little 1/3 mile track. It was 4-cylinder Volvo engines and stuff like that. I was out near the wall one night and had a crash. I should have been as close to the wall as I was, because I wanted to listen to the race car so I could figure out what my friend was doing wrong around the track. So I got near the wall, shouldn't have gotten that close, and this guy wrecked and caught the car on fire. Race fuel went up. I'm next to the wall on the outside, away from the track. I'm right about the first row, and you could feel the heat. That's how hot it was. I'm like, you know what? Maybe you better go up a couple rows from there.
I'm going to ask you, is your address correct on QRZ? You can get a package there, no problem. I'll get you some coax here in the next week or two.
Yeah, but I'll figure out how I'm going to engineer this thing. And so we can get this. I want to get a good antenna. I got to get my HF transmitter going, because wintertime, we don't want to be playing with antennas in the winter. We really don't. And I want to do some the 2-meter on with you guys and on the net and some HF stuff too. And toward the winter, when it gets cold and you can't go anywhere. Do the HF, we'll figure out how to get the VHF part going first.
I was looking at my radio. I've been having a lot of QRM on 40, and it's just spaced out every so often. So I watched a video last night to my common mode current, and the guy basically pulls the main connector back where only the center pin is in the radio. When I do that, I've got no static whatsoever, but I can pick up signals. What's some good, besides just a couple noise filters, what else can stop common mode current on just a coax line?
The current balance sometimes make sure your connectors are correct. Sometimes that happens when there's a ground issue.
Now, I thought about putting some, I guess some mix 31s, little snap one beads, throw about 10 of those on next to the dipole and see if I can knock out some of it. I don't know. I'm just looking for options right now.
Do is get one, go get yourself one of those cheap old transistor AM radios and go out by the phone poles and all the things around, see what the noise is, put it between stations, and turn all the way up, you'll hear whatever's trashing it.
Yeah, I turned the main breaker off in the house and it didn't go down, so I'm worried it's something else outside the home, which it's got to be now, but I just am trying to cut some of it out from getting to the radio because I can't do a whole lot on 40 right now.
Try to foam holes and start listening, just kind of listen around. It probably does it on other bands too, you just 40 meters. 40 meters is real rough, especially during the day. Signals aren't real good, KI4 MLN.
Dad, I'm going to step back. Gentlemen, y'all have a good one. 7-3s to you today. I'm pulling into the parking lot now, so hope y'all have a good day. KO4CF, and I'll be clear.
Here, Andrew. 7-3s to you. Have a safe day. KK4NXC.
7-3, Andrew. KN4GFW.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Welcome back to summertime weather, it feels like. They called it 68 in Greenville this morning.
South. They're just, wait a minute. Turn this for you, we're moving right along.
Go yesterday, Mike.
Pretty hectic. Was glad to get out of there. Had a good dinner with my wife and had a relaxing evening. I'm all charged up for today.
Beat that.
In the morning. So we'll see how that works out.
I'll tell you, Annette, maybe you'll see one. You hunting with your bow?
With my bow, I've got, because I'm facing my neighbor's property. I don't want to be firing any rounds off over there.
Gosh, that'll be good. You won't have to get up so early.
Try to get in the woods a little early because, you know, I see deer leaving my drive. So I'll probably have to get up about the same time and kind of sneak. Yeah, well, ain't going to be no sneaking unless it rains. If it rains, I can sneak down in there, but if it don't, you can hear somebody walking in the woods a mile away.
Break you a pass down through there.
Seriously thought about taking a leaf blower one day and blowing a path off down through there.
That'd be worth it. At least, and hopefully maybe you won't run into one of those bears.
As long as I've got a light, it's pretty open in there. I don't think I'd run into nothing. But if I did, I'd take care of it.
Interesting. Bears don't like fire too much. Too, when you try to track them, they're not easy to track. Winter season even opened up yet.
September. And Primitive opens up. They got some youth hunts in September. Primitive opens up October 1st, and then Rifle October 11th.
I worry about ticks and all that stuff around here, and got to be careful about that. Flyer disease, that was from a tick that was discovered in Lyme, Connecticut. Has had Lyme disease, and it's not fun. Crazy hogs over there.
He said he's been seeing some signs, a whole pack of hogs up there in the creek bed.
Pretty destructive.
It's a hog, Mike.
Kill it. I'd love to dispatch a hog.
And one little piglet one time. Oh, man, yeah, cooked him whole in the oven. Yeah, boy, that's tough. I was tough. I can't imagine a great big one.
Some stupid thing out of the woods.
I shot it up there in Westminster, and of course it's uphill all ways. And that thing felt like it weighed 200 pounds by the time I got up to the top of the hill, and it was only like 25 pounds.
That's the problem with hunting up there.
It was colored like a chipmunk.
Did you scrape it, or how'd you get the hair off?
Pinned it out.
You guys are about halfway.
Got out of Greer good yet.
Hefty fit of coax.
Definitely works.
And that's for your FM, right?
I fabricated something for the other one somehow. I got turned on the gutter, a little hamstick or vertical something, just to get me back on the air again. Heavy rod on the gutter as it is on the tower.
If you're down there in Belton, KN4 TFW.
Down to 160 meters on AM to listen to see what the band's doing at night.
I can't get down there on 160.
There's a WWV at 2.5 megahertz, 2.5, 5, 10, 15, 20. I don't know if there's one in 25. I don't remember. You hear good signals on 5 and 2.5 megahertz. 80 meters is usually pretty good. GHU in Canada, I forgot what frequency that's on. I'm only a general, so I can upgrade my ticket. But I believe on 60 meters, I believe we got a couple frequencies on sideband.
Contacts on 60. Yeah, you got like 5 channels there.
You can run 100 watts on that band either.
It's the max, and we're secondary.
YouTube. I'll tell you what, one time I was listening down, I'll tell you, one time 20 meters was open at night. And I made a contact, 20 meter AM, a local contact in Massachusetts. And my friend was running WMEKP. He was running a long periodic with a 100-something-foot tower he had. And man, I was amazed how strong he was. Usually good about the middle of the day. 20 meters is doing this time of year.
Was open a few days ago, maybe 4 or 5 days ago, because they were making contacts from, Massachusetts down to Tennessee.
You know what's funny? I found on 10 meters. For here, getting out west is hard on 10 meters. Toward the northeast a lot. Funny man, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't.
You can.
I talked to him yesterday, but I haven't heard from him this morning yet.
I have trouble with that truck.
He actually got home before I got to work yesterday, and because the driver was early. I don't know about today.
I don't know if we're going to get time or not before I lose a battery. Yeah, I'll see 73, and I'll talk to you guys in the morning.
73, Al. Have a good one.
73, Al. Be careful. Have a safe day.
Clear.
Some salmon jerky the other day, just a little bit to try out a recipe and try it. Man, it was good.
Oh, wow. What'd you put on it?
Soy sauce, brown sugar, and pepper.
Sound good.
little electric smoker for 14 hours on about 150 degrees, and man, it sure was good.
Get my little electric smoker out, get that thing ready for a smoke. I enjoy that little electric smoker.
I'm going to have to, you know, mess with it. Like, you know, I was going to be gone for, I needed it to do it for 12 hours, so, you know, I just set the timer and it was good to go.
Yep.
As dry as I wanted it to, but maybe it just needed a little bit more time.
Renee, you have a good one. 73s, have a safe one. Have a great weekend, Ken. KK4 NXC, I'm going to be clear on your final.
Mike, hope you have an awesome day. Tell Tim we said hey. And look forward to catching you maybe on Monday morning. KN4 TFW.
Ken, KN4 NAP.
KN4 TFW.
Hadn't got but a minute. I wanted to come in and say good morning to you. I'm just now starting my apartment. So, didn't want to let you think it. I done forgot about you guys.
By the time you get done with them, I'll probably be at work by then. So, I'll say 73s. Hope you have an awesome day. And tell Miss Carol we said, hey, KN4 TFW.
I'm glad you made it in safe and hopefully catch you Monday morning. So, 73 KM4 NAP, clear.